Hey y'all, it's June and Joey, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Anyway, we continue our interviews, and Juna and Joey are with us, which is great to see you two again.
Yes, so good to see you. Thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
You've got a little older. Two years, I think.
Yes.
Yes, I've grown some facial hair and my hair is longer, so it's all good.
Great. Because you were over last September in the UK doing the British Country Music Festival in Blackpool.
Yes, we were doing the British Country Music Fest, and we also were on tour with Twinny. She's a great, amazing artist, and we were opening up for her throughout a bunch of different places, like Manchester, Edinburgh, and Scotland, too, and also
London, Blackpool, Liverpool. Just a whole bunch of different places. And wow, what a beautiful place. Just the food, the people, the sound, just everything. The money.
It's gorgeous money.
The money.
It's so pretty.
Oh, we paid you this time. Brilliant. No, so what's the new single?
It's called Till Your Heart Breaks.
Yes.
And it's quite a loving song, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very, slow country ballad sort of, love song. And we wrote this song in Nashville. We actually wrote it with a brother and sister co-writer. Their names Doug Lowe and Kaylee Ann Lowe. And great, great writers. And the piano part was actually playing when we walked in. And we just knew that this song was going to be one of those ballads.
Yeah, it's kind of about not appreciating like a great love that you had with somebody or a great relationship and connection you shared with somebody until you lost them and then your heart's broken. It's very sad.
Makes good for country music.
Yeah, it's one of those perfect, you know, for country. With the Kleenex and, you know, the phone with the light.
Flashlight in the crowd, yeah.
Is there an album on the way?
Yes, we actually have two songs coming out as a part of our self-titled EP. We have Something Good to Miss and To Your Heartbreaks, which already came out. Then we have two others, More Than a Maybe and I'm So Over You, coming out as well.
And currently I'm going to Berklee College of Music in Boston, and I'm, you know, taking songwriting, so it's definitely, you know, giving me a boost when writing songs and, you know, doing music videos as well. So we're really excited to, film those and, like, different sceneries for each song and,
And we're in the works of putting together an album as well after these next two songs come out.
That's great. So, because you used to live in Florida, didn't you?
Well, we actually go back and forth. We actually have a house in Florida and Nashville. So
I would say it's
flush.
I would say we spent around 6 months here and 6 months there. Kind of just
definitely,
like,
want to, like, stay here though, because this is where, you know, the country music's at. Yeah.
Well, because I mean, I first met you, I mean, you were very, very, very young. Before that last 2 years, but now you've grown into handsome, brother and sister.
Yes, it's been a long time.
So are you finding the girls or the guys chasing you now?
Actually, we get a lot of comments asking if
we're dating.
They think that we're dating, so yeah. It's...
it puts them off.
Yeah. They're like, oh, they're together. Okay.
Yeah. And we're always like, no, we're brother and sister. We're not.
Yeah,
dating.
When we do our lives, especially, we get a lot of comments. But
yeah, we do like a TikTok live. We try to do one relatively every night. We get like, I'd say maybe 1,000 people at most on those lives every night.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool to interact with our fans as well, and you know they just comment a bunch of songs that we have to sing,
and
it's really fun.
It's a great time.
Yeah. That's great. So you're coming back to the UK.
Yes, we are hoping to hop on a tour with an artist and travel
all summer
around.
So it's going to be a long journey, and I'm ready
for
it.
We're also going to Ireland and Wales as well, doing Welsh Stock, the festival up there.
Okay.
And I'm excited. I can't wait to go back. It's like, it's been one of my favorite places, literally my favorite place that we've been to and we traveled to. So.
And the sound over there is quite amazing.
And
so
yes.
I'm ready to sing, and the people over there are so nice.
So nice.
And they're very generous, and they buy your merch. And
well, that's what you want. Yeah.
And they were very welcoming too, which we were.
So do you bring your own musicians, or do you do it as a duo, or how do you do it?
It depends. I feel like tracks is way easier, but we would love to have our band over there in England and rock the joint. So
rock the joint, yeah, we'd love to take our band over there, but I think tracks is more cost and like time efficient for us, so that's what we did when we were 20. We had our band record the backing tracks of the songs, and we did that.
And if there are any artists out there, just
hey. We'd love to come to the UK with you.
Well, there may be some musicians over there, we'd love to team up with you.
Oh yes,
yeah,
definitely.
That'd be awesome.
Well, we wish you all the best. Can't wait to get you back into Europe. And good luck with the singles and the forthcoming EP album and everything. So good
thank
luck.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And we'll be back soon.
Hey, y'all. It's
June and Joey. And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Suddenly, every memory is burned in my mind. I can see